Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. I'm the host, Ms. Mendez, and tonight's episode will be about several red flags in a relationship. So how many of us have been in, like, a relationship that were questionable? You know, the type of relationship where you really don't know where you stand with the person, and it's almost as if it feels close to a relationship because all of the sensory and creature comforts are being met between two people, but fall short of a quality relationship with clear and defined goals of the future with y'all together, right? So, in my opinion, I think that everyone should go for what they truly desire. I think everyone should have who or what it is they truly desire, starting with themselves first. And what I mean by that is that sometimes you gotta be what it is that you wanna attract. But a lot of times people are so inauthentic that all they can do is just be fake and attract fake. If they are a liar, they attract liars. If they attract someone who just wanna thrill, then that's what they'll attract. Versus someone who's really authentic and taking the time out to actually heal themselves and to get to know themselves and give themselves a chance to understand who and what they will want for the future and things of that sort while they are going on a healing journey or self-discovery journey, right? So my whole thing, what is key, is self-love, self-respect, and self-confidence is a natural given. And people either have it or they don't. So I've realized that when people are in questionable, quote-unquote questionable relationships, they settle for what they assume is good enough. Either they end up feeling constant frustration, resentment, betrayal, or sometimes all of the above. It doesn't matter who or what the person is. It could be the one who's the manipulator. It could be the one who's just taking everything, the doormat, that will have these feelings. But either or, these types of people are going to have that feeling, but in a different dynamic, okay? One person might feel the frustration because they're not getting what they actually want, or they feel that they're not good enough because of how they feel about themselves and how the person is treating them. Now, the person on the outside, the one who's settled for the relationship that they quite don't want, but it might be something that they need, what they really do, they get frustrated because here it is, they got to settle for an obligating, responsible relationship with someone, but that's not who they really desire or want to be with. They're not really happy. So it's like love is just a questionable thing. Love is just something that you say or do. It's more of a mechanical thing versus it actually being sincere and soulfully from the person's heart, right? But I don't want to get off tangents, but usually the person that is the manipulating one, they feel frustrated because they don't have what they actually want, you know. So I can go on with the list of as far as how resentment may look from the person who settled, you know, the one who's the doormat and the one who's, you know, settled and the one who's gone through betrayal of some kind or whatever the case might be. 9 times out of 10, it's the doormat that goes through the betrayal phase, okay? And like I said, they experience it from different dynamics and different perspectives. So in theory, I know all of us have heard the saying that opposites do attract, right? But in my opinion, they do not click with one another long term. So even though, you know, opposites may attract, hey, blase, blah, 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 you know, I really think that those types of relationships don't really last long. It doesn't matter if you and that person have likes or dislikes that are similar or alike, but if you don't have that connection but you just have chemistry with the person, it may not last long because you and that person can have something in common but y'all don't like each other. You know, so it doesn't matter if y'all both like, you know, going to concerts and you y'all enjoy it and y'all have loads of conversations about going to concerts and certain celebrities that you may like and things of that sort. But when y'all actually get alone and actually talking to each other and stuff, you really realize that you really don't like the person. That person realizes they don't like you. So I feel like that whole opposite thing, it doesn't always work, but that's just in my opinion, okay? Now, people who are comfortable with being with someone they truly desire and the feelings are mutual towards each other, as far as the attraction, they will attract the together like magnets, meaning, you know how when you put two magnets together, it clicks just like that? That goes to show that it's not chemistry. That's more of a connection that the person have with each other. It's more something more of a deeper level and deeper essence, right? Versus, you know, there's two magnets, but they coming together. This is the opposite that attract. They coming together, but they don't quite click. It's like it's a force keeping them apart together. You know how when you put those two magnets together and it's like you're trying so hard to put it together, but it's just not clicking? That's the type of people that have chemistry with one another, you know? So that's just my perspective. So these types of people that click, the one who have connection, or the people that don't have connection, these type of people are actually become, or the people that do, have the connection with one another, these types of people actually become one in mind, body, and soul. So 9 times out of 10, it's not about what they like or what they have in common and talking about super, you know, trivial things as far as, you know, what they like or what they dislike or, you know, the weather and things like that. It's of a deeper level, deeper essence, which is why they connect in mind, body, and soul, okay? It's not something that's just fleeting. It's not something that's lustful. These types of people can actually form love with one another and have that love grow into something greater and bigger, okay? So you know how when someone say they love another person with their soul? That goes to show that it's of a connection, you know? It's something where, you know, it's either a person like a soulmate to you or a soul twin, but that's a different, you know, story in itself, right? But a man and a woman who do not connect with each other, but they have chemistry, you know, and let's say their sexual appetites or bad habits are not good enough to fulfill the emptiness or hollow place within their hearts, or rather their soul, they will always succumb to the desires of their flesh and lack real substance within themselves and have very little to offer of any quality of themselves in any type of relationship or dynamic, which is why I'm going to explain on tonight's show the red flags to look out for or be aware of with these people who go into relationship prematurely. Okay, so these types of relationships are overrated, immature, and so shallow, and love is never really truly a factor because of all of these types of people know, or all they know how to do is lust and mistake infatuation with love, which is the biggest mistake that they can ever make because they're not actually getting to know the person. They get into know the actor or actress. You know, not really knowing the essence or authentic part of the person, which is why, you know, love becomes a recipe of disaster because of the infatuation phase that they go through. You know, even if they have to go through a delusional phase and just, you know, attracted to the person's material possessions or outer appearance, you know, it's just a recipe for disaster, I will say. Okay? So, however, at the end of the day, people who settle for breadcrumbs in a relationship are only going to continue as long as they allow it to go on. Okay? So, without further ado, I am going to get right into the show as far as identifying the red flags and several red flags in a relationship, okay? So, the first red flag is someone who believes that a simple apology will erase a past trauma. Okay, that trauma could consist of the person cheating. It could be that the person made you feel embarrassed in a social setting. Or it could simply be that that person was not supportive when you needed them. Or the person was, you know, not understanding of something that was sensitive to you. It could be a number of things, but cause a traumatic event and experience for the person, right? So the person might just say, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal to them, but it's a big deal to you. And because this person is not empathetic enough to relate to you or try to understand that they were in the wrong for something and own up to it and take accountability, they just think that the apology would just, you know, make everything go away, okay? So this person in particular may want you to act as though whatever they did or whatever offense that took place, that it never existed or happened, which can be even more damaging, you know, to a person's psyche and just the experience in itself, you know? So it's like the next thing that the person would do is they will not take accountability, as I mentioned, but these type of people don't really have respect for you or your feelings, and they're not really interested in giving you time to heal or to work with you or to take accountability. They're not looking to do that, you know, and these type of people will make you feel bad for being hurt for something that they did, which is ridiculous and which I will mention later in my show as one of a red flag. But that's neither here nor there. You know, this type of person will give you reasons. A person that you can trust, I would say, per se, that may have done something to offend you along the lines of that I've listed, you know, they will give you reasons to accept their apology through change behavior. They will be sensitive enough or empathize with you or have sympathy to understand, okay, hey, I did this. I understand that this affected them badly. Let me change my ways, or let me just be mindful next time, or X, Y, Z, whatever the situation is. They will give you reasons to show that they accepted your apology in a healthy way, in a healthy aspect, okay? And these people will show you and give you reasons to overcome the past trauma by showing that, you know, they made a mistake and, you know, they truly, really, sincerely apologize, on the contrary to someone who don't take accountability and just wants you to just forget about whatever happened, you know? So, hey, even the people, you know, some people in some relationships with guys, they like to give gifts as an apology, as though, oh, it's going to make the pain go away because of what they spent or how much they spent on a person for their apology. That still is not good enough, because if you're not going to change, you know, and if it's not, you know, a change behavior and you're not really sincere with your apology, then what's the whole point in getting the gift in particular? It's just basically saying, hey, here, you know, I'm going to do it again. I'm sorry. Okay, someone once told me that when you say that I'm sorry, just those words in particular, that it just means the person gonna do it again. And even when the person used the word apology, you know, loosely, and they don't really, you know, have any substance behind it, they just, you know, fake apologizing. I'm not talking about that type of apology. But someone once told me, when you say that I apologize, it's showing that you're gonna take the effort and the time to change your behavior or whatever it is that you've done, which makes a lot of sense between someone saying I'm sorry and someone saying I apologize, okay? But a lot of manipulative people would say they apologize but don't really have an apology. It's a fake apology for manipulative people. But there's a difference between the two. Okay, so if someone is not acknowledging your feelings, they basically invalidating your feelings and how you feel. Okay, now, red flag number two. Now, I don't care if the person just gives a white lie, but if they are a liar, that's a big red flag, especially a pathological liar who believes their own lies. Okay? If they lie and you caught them in a lie and you show that you caught them in a lie, they either get upset with you when you catch them in their own lies, and then guess what? These types of people would tell you another lie after another lie regardless of the evidence in their face proven otherwise. So when they're a pathological liar, and they will tell you, you know, lies after lies to make you believe something that is not true for a certain action or behavior to continue on or a certain benefit to continue to go on with that person in particular, right? So these types of people are gaslighters, they manipulators, and they pathological liars, okay? So I don't care if they tell a white lie. If they lie, they lie. Point blank, period. Someone said before, if it moves like a duck, it quacks like a duck, then it's a duck, right? Quack, quack, duck, right? So if you have someone that's doing that, hey, they are not to be trusted because these people could lie with a straight face and make you believe them. Pathological liars, they make you believe their lies in, you know, scenarios that they create or whatever the case might be. So the reason why these people are dangerous is because, once again, they believe their own lies, okay, that they tell. So if someone lied to you and you catch them in the lie and they're not really being honest about it, that's a red flag, okay? I feel like anybody that's in a relationship with each other, you should be very transparent with each other so where y'all can share things that are authentic, things that are honest and true without having to feel like you have to withhold information or give a half-truth or tell a lie to the next person. You know, like, come on, we're adults, okay? Why should anyone have to lie to someone, especially if someone lied to the person they allegedly supposed to love? They don't really love that person. They really don't love that person if they got to lie about a behavior that they done behind a person's back and coming to apologize, like, no. Or just lying in general, no. The only person that you're lying to is yourself. That's it. But a lot of times, like, you know, people will lie to the person that's a theory that they love to continue on with their bad behavior and the delusion or the illusion that they are a faithful person when they're not, you know. So red flag number three is someone who treats you like a secondary option but expects you to be loyal. Now, my thing is this. Someone treats you like an option, you need to lead them like a choice. Point blank, period. Okay? If they're not treating you like you are of the first, you are the first chosen, you are the one, but they treating you like an option, that is a big red flag, okay? Because here it is, especially if they want you to be loyal to them, they have a double standard that is unrealistic, okay? I feel that when you are in a relationship, the both parties should be able to treat each other with equality, with love, with respect, with genuinity, with what else? with honor, okay? Like, depending on how long you've been in a relationship with the person. But to have a double standard that's unrealistic, meaning you doing stuff that you know you wouldn't want done to yourself is just not cool, okay? And then having a one-sided relationship where one person's needs and wants are being met, but the other person's needs and wants is not being met because the person may have conditioned the relationship to be a certain type of way, and the other person had accepted being an option or accepted the position that they had, which they given the person their power, given their power away to the person who's conditioned in the relationship to be one-sided. So I feel like that's an unhealthy relationship when it's just one-sided. A healthy relationship is when both parties respect each other's viewpoints and fulfilling both each other's needs and wants, not just one-sided things, okay? And then when you have that stalemate who's just wasting your time, you know, wasting your time and wasting their time because they can't waste it. They can afford to waste it. But they will waste their time and waste your time along with the, you know, with you just allowing and accepting certain things, but they really just a stalemate. They not there to actively or proactively do anything into your life. Yeah, they could talk a good one. Once again, lies. Say that you are this. Say that they want to do this with you, but they actions show something totally different. Okay? That's a stalemate. Okay? They're wasting your time, and you know that this person is wasting your time. They don't plan things. They say they will plan things, but never follow through. You will plan something, but they never want to do things with you. Or they will always have an excuse for everything that, you know, you choose to do or what have you. Okay, and then the main position in this person's life where they position you or condition you to be a holding mate, meaning they have you around, they doing all of the girlfriend or wife qualities or have you doing all of the girlfriend or wife qualities or vice versa, having you doing all of the husband or boyfriend qualities or whatever the case might be, but they really not going to be with you in the end. They waiting for the person that they truly, really want to be with, and once they find that person, they leave you high and dry, okay? The worst thing about these situations is that when, you know, people are in those types of relationship, end up having children involved or have children, and then they go into another relationship, and then because they never really, you know, heal themselves or they never really truly find themselves or go through that self-discovery, they repeat the same, you know, same patterns or bad behavior in a relationship, and it just keep going on. This person never finds the person good enough to actually be with, so they have commitment issues or have a commitment phobia or something like that, and they just always self-sabotage. You know, and this could just be the person. It doesn't necessarily be the people that they pick. It's just, you know, their behavior. You know, they lack of stunt and growth. Okay? And then red flag number 4 is someone who makes you feel bad about something they done to hurt you or make you upset. Now, this goes back to red flag number 1. When I said that someone who believes that a simple apology will erase a past trauma, this coincides with red flag number 4, okay? You have somebody that will deliberately, strategically do something to make you get upset or to hurt your feelings, and then wonder why are you crying or why are you so bent out of shape, and they know what they did to strategically hurt you or strategically say something to, you know, ruffle your feathers or say something that's very offensive, you know, thinking that you're supposed to be like, oh, I toughen it, I can eat that, and this, that, that. No, words do hurt, okay? Words hurt, okay? So I don't understand when people do stuff in a conniving and strategic way to hurt somebody's feelings, but then wonder why when they react or, they show their emotion. They wonder why they feel the way that they feel. It's just a manipulative tactic that the person do to get the person to come out of character, because here it is, that person feel like they took your power away by making you feel emotional, right? So they use this reverse psychology by asking you why you upset, as I mentioned. And sometimes they simply just undermine your intelligence and willfully invalidate your emotions by asking you why you upset when they know what they did and why, you know, you are feeling the way that you're feeling, you know. And I feel like these types of people who do that, they are very conniving and very manipulative. Okay, these type of people, if you know that these people do this deliberately to hurt or offend you, if they can't hurt you with their words, then they will do something to hurt you physically, okay? And then when it gets physical, that's when you need to walk out the door, because it's not worth it being with that person, point blank, period, okay? So red flag number 5 is demanding your trust, but don't give you reasons to trust them. So in other words, in my belief, trust is earned, okay? And therefore, people who are trustworthy will give you reasons and enough validation to trust them, versus someone who's doing things to make you not trust them, and then most likely they cannot be trusted. So if someone is showing you that they can't be trusted, whether you shared something with them in confidence and then they go back and, you know, tell someone else, but they think that it's just harmless because, hey, everyone goes through it or whatever the case might be. No. If you shared something with them in confidence and then they go share in another conversation with someone else, that is a violation of, you know, what you shared with that person in confidence, okay? So that person cannot be trusted, especially with nothing that you have to share that is of personal use. And I'm just using a hypothetical example, just giving that in detail, okay? So, you know, when people just show that they can't be trusted and they just, you know, especially if they cheated, another scenario, and they just a serial cheater and they just keep doing it constantly and you just know that this person is just doing it in a habitual behavior. They just a habitual liar, habitual serial cheater. And it's like, okay, you know this, right? So it's like at the end of the day, you know that this person can't be trusted, you know? So, hey, to each his own, right? Now, red flag number 6 is the person who do enough for you to stay with them but not fully commit themselves to a relationship. Now, these types of relationships is annoying. It's annoying. Because, once again, it's like you're a holding mate, but it's also a dynamic where it could just be a friends with benefit status. And this person is everything, you know, that they can just to keep you stringing along. But they will never tell you, hey, I want to let you go so you can find somebody else. They'll just keep stringing you along as you allow it and accept it. Okay? These types of people will breadcrumb you in a relationship. Okay? And they will feel no need to fully commit and will give the bare minimum as a major fulfillment of the relationship when it's not. Okay, they won't feel any obligation to you. They won't prioritize you in these types of dynamics, you know, relationships, and, you know, because it's not really a relationship. A full-fledged relationship is just something that they just do out of convenience when it's beneficial to the person. Once again, it goes back to being one-sided. Okay, so then going down to red flag number 7 is a person who keeps you as a secret. Okay, I hate this too. I hate this with a passion. People who do this. This is like down low people. This is like people who just, you know, just want to put you in a pocket or put you on a shelf. They don't want to show you to the whole world. You know, at the end of the day, a person that is like this only calls or see you when it's beneficial to them. They don't really love you the way that you think they do. And they always move it in a sneaky and conniving way, or they deliberately show you that they're not proud to show you to the world that they really, truly love you the way they say they do. Okay? And that's just my opinion, hypothetically. But those are the several red flags in a relationship. Now, those who listen to me on tonight's show, I thank you for taking the time out for listening to the Memoirs of Her podcast. And I hope that it was very interesting and made you think about, you know, relationships in particular that you would choose to be in, and makes you think about the person who you are really with. Are you taking yourself serious? Is the person that you with taking you serious? So I feel like at the end of the day, before you look at anything external, you need to look at the external factor and decide on the things that you want and truly desire. Okay? So with that being said, I thank you for listening to the Memoirs of Her. Bye-bye.